From process to print, graphic works by Romare Bearden presents over 75 lithographs, etchings, collagraph plates, screen prints, dry points, monoprints, and engravings. Did you know all that stuff existed? It's very cool. It's all created over a span of 30 years. Together, they demonstrate how Romare Bearden, considered one of the one of America's most important inventive artists, experimented, innovated, and collaborated on his journey toward mastery of the print. The exhibition at the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls offers an opportunity to examine Bearden's printmaking process revealed through his investigation of a particular image, theme, or technique. The exhibit opened in October and closes January 6th, still giving you an opportunity to see this amazing show. Plus, we'll talk about what else is going on at the museum and the exciting things in store for us in 2013. Joining us is Aaron Coe, Chief Curator and Interim Co-Director of the Hyde Collection, as well as Associate Curator Jane Stokes, who is Curator of the Bearden Exhibition. I welcome you both to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Very nice to have you here. So, Aaron, how are things going at the Hyde?
Great. We're very busy right now. We are gearing up for our 50th anniversary in 2013. We've got a lot going on. Two major exhibitions in the works, so a lot to keep us busy, and very exciting.
Excellent. We'll talk about some of the things that are coming up in 2013 in just a moment. Before we do that, though, we want to talk about this exhibit that runs through January 6th. People have a few more days and some opportunities around the holidays and during their time off to go see this incredible exhibit, From Process to Print, Graphic Works by Romare Bearden, which is on display through January 6th at the Hyde Collection. Jane, give us a sense of how this show came together and what the idea was behind it.
Well, the exhibition is actually organized by the Landau Traveling Exhibition Service for the Bearden Family Foundation. And the foundation, in honor of Bearden's the 100th anniversary of his birth, put together this show, which has traveled around the nation. And the Hyde is actually its ultimate destiny. We are its last stop. And it was an
There's nowhere to go after the Hyde.
No.
Once you've conquered the Hyde, you're done. Right? There's nowhere else
exactly.
to go.
Exactly. And we were very flattered the evening of our opening that, in fact, there were board members from and also the originating curator from the foundation at our opening, and they couldn't have been more pleased with the way the exhibition was installed. So as the curator in charge of installation, I was extremely flattered by that, of course.
Wonderful.
But, it's amazing work, just beautiful work.
What should we know about Romare Bearden?
Bearden is really a Renaissance man, an extremely remarkable and technically skilled artist, very, very focused on structure, very interested in narrative in his work, which in the 20th century is quite unusual, actually, in the age of abstraction. But he was also, he was from a very cultured family. And his mother, for example, was the New York City editor for the Chicago Defender, which was an African-American newspaper. Mm. Bearden is an African-American. And so he came from this very well-read family, and he himself, he wrote music. He wrote the lyrics for a jazz standard called Sea Breeze.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Exactly.
Oh, that's cool.
Exactly. He, in fact, is the cousin of Edward Duke Ellington. His mother's maiden name was Kennedy, and of course that's somewhere there in Ellington's name as well. So,
well, this just becomes a parlor trick, doesn't it? This is great, or a bar trick. All right, very cool.
Yes, exactly. So,
there's a lot of meat to this.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I think what you know is just as a curator so exciting is that there's this wonderful immediate visual impact to the material. It just draws you right in. And as you say, there's a lot of there. When you step up and take a closer look, you begin to see motifs and structure repeated. Often, he related his own work to music. And that the notion of, you know, a sonata having repeated phrases and jazz having repeated motifs, you get this wonderful. It's really a journey through his work where you find an image that will repeat somewhere else in the exhibition. He was very interested in ritual. And ritual both in the African American community and in the wider world, and making sure that those were all related to one another. So, for example, there's a whole series of prints on the Odyssey and focusing on Ulysses and how that really is a universal story, the search for family. And our sort of, you know, our lifetime search for, whether it's, getting to know our fathers or all of those kind of really universal stories, human stories.
When I mention these things of lithographs and etchings and collagraph plates and screen prints and dry points and monoprints and engravings, what is all that? I mean, I know. Like, sure. Each one, I sort of know what it means, but how does it all work together?
The exhibition just offers you that sort of survey experience. He really got fascinated. One of the most important phases of his work was in collage, and I think having kind of made that collage work famous and really sort of honed his skills making collage, which he did all of his career, I think he then wanted to branch out and to share it with other people. An original work of art can be quite expensive, but a print, which is what all those techniques are, being able to make a repeated image, will allow people to afford these kind of things. Screen prints, a silk screen is, to bring it down to the lowest common denominator, what you see on a T-shirt.
Yeah.
So these are actually very big scale screen prints, so they're quite different from what you see on a T-shirt. I think he just wanted to be able to take this one form of work and see how it might be transformed by other media. And so he tried them all.
And 75 works of art ultimately in the show.
Upwards of 75, yeah. Actually, yes. And there are some wonderful photo panels in the show, so you get to know who Mr. Bearden is and some of the people he worked with, and also some process materials. So some of the etching plates, for example, are in the exhibition, which I think people are really fascinated by because you get a much better sense of the process with those.
Yeah, I love that. That's very, very cool.
Yeah.
Jane Stokes is the curator of the Bearden exhibition. So, Erin, how does this particular exhibit fit into the overall mission of the Hyde?
Well, we actually selected that exhibition, Joe, back in 2008. So we're always planning years in advance our exhibition schedule. And I was very drawn to the exhibition for a variety of reasons. I thought an exhibition of a retrospective of prints by this very important 20th century American artist, an artist whose work we had not ever featured at the Hyde before in our almost 50 years.
Yeah.
So for me, it resonated on that level, and I'm thrilled to see it here finally in 2012. So it's a beautiful installation, and it does close on January 6th, so we do hope people have an opportunity over the holidays to come visit the Hyde to see it, because after January 6th, it goes off of its national tour. The prints go back home to the Romare Bearden Foundation in New York City. So this is the last opportunity to see this remarkable exhibition.
Again, through January 6th at the Hyde Collection. You can find out more by going to hydecollection.org. And as you mentioned, you're entering into an anniversary year, so what will be taking over the walls once Bearden moves out?
Yes, well, we are going to be very busy in January, because on January 27th, we are opening our anniversary exhibition called 50 at 50, Five Decades of Collecting at the Hyde. And so this will be our kickoff celebration for our golden anniversary. The exhibition will feature 50 works that the museum has collected over the past 50 years since 1963, when the museum first opened its doors to the public, just a few months after the death of our founder, Charlotte Hyde.
And when you look at that 50 years, I would assume that's tough to pick, I would think.
Absolutely.
Talking about 75. I mean, 50
tough. 50 was tough. So
they're all my children.
I'm familiar with many of them because much of our collecting activity has happened in the past, decade and past 2 decades, actually. We've been particularly active. So it was difficult, but I think what we've done is we've managed to be very selective with the 50 works. So each work that's in the exhibition speaks to a larger, or is a touchstone to a larger institutional theme in the museum's history and the museum's evolution over the past 5 decades. Mm. So, just as an example, when the museum first opened, it was primarily the works were housed in Hyde House, in Mr. and Mrs. Hyde's historic home.
Right.
In 1989, the museum opened its new wing, the education wing, with 2 exhibition galleries, an auditorium, an art studio, an art storage space.
I remember it well.
You remember it well, right. So that was a milestone moment in the museum's history, and that allowed the Hyde Collection to begin to really enter a whole new phase in its development as an art museum and to actively acquire works of art, not just present works of art, but collect works of art, and then have the space to do new exhibitions, special exhibitions. So that kind of opened the floodgates for the, so to speak, for the collection to grow and expand in many new directions.
Now, we only have about a minute left, but then the next big show looking down is very, very exciting.
Absolutely. So the capstone, I would say, of our 50th anniversary will be our summer exhibition, which will be devoted to Georgia O'Keeffe and Lake George.
Yeah.
This will be it's the first exhibition ever to focus on O'Keeffe's Lake George years exclusively. And the Hyde, of course, is in a wonderful position to tell that story. We are located only 6 miles from the lake. And it's also the first time the Hyde has organized a major national touring exhibition.
So. And that work, and I've done a lot of research on that work, is absolutely beautiful.
It is.
I mean, it was a beautiful time of her, of what she was doing and what she was exploring.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I think her most exciting work, her most innovative work, her most original work dates from the 1920s. And that is the period when she was at Lake George.
Absolutely fascinating stuff. It's all happening at the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls. From process to print, graphic works by Romare Bearden is on display through January 6th. Then on January 26th?
January 27th.
January 27th, I apologize, is 50 at 50, right?
Yep, 5 decades of collecting.
And that also will be on the 27th opening, and then that runs throughout the...
That runs until April 14th.
Awesome. And then we'll get into, you'll be back and we'll be talking about Georgia O'Keeffe later on this year. It's hydecollection.org. Aaron Coe and Jane Stokes, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it. Have a wonderful and beautiful holiday season.
And to you too.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.